The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I've had places where they make you wear like white.
White shirts, pants. Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
So impractical.
Oh, yeah, it makes no sense.
So impractical. If you want me to wear white, don't expect me to do anything. Okay? Don't expect me to do anything. You better have me some bussers and some food runners and some everything because...
I am just the face at that point.
I'm just the face.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. If you work, no doubt you work either in the day or night or both. And if you're like me, you have a preference. I prefer night shift. And later on in the show, I will let you know why I want that to change. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. And if you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
You work both, day
I do.
And night.
So, I have a nice mix.
So Night Shift is the name of the show. And I don't really work any days.
Well, you work one day.
Oh, yeah, the brunch.
You work the brunch.
See, I block it out. You know, it's such a different restaurant experience.
Yeah, it is.
When you go during the day, and we're not talking brunch. That's a whole separate show, whole separate
thing. Animal.
Actually, we did a show on brunch.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, so many. What are we up to, 176? Was it?
This is 177. Yes.
We did a lot of shows, people.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot more to come, though. We got this.
Oh, we got this. Now, tell me about, what's your general take on day and night shift? We did a show, day versus night. It was like a quick generalization.
Well, you know, the day shift is, you feel almost like a normal person. You know, you go to work, you get off at a reasonable hour. And you kind of enjoy your day from there. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you can go to the gym. It's just, and you know, in our business, our shifts aren't 8-9 hours like the average person. So, you know, we go in most of the time on a normal, in most restaurants, you're going to go in for lunch. You know, my restaurant does breakfast and lunch. So I get there a little earlier, but it's still not that bad.
Yeah.
You know, I think on the weekends I work, it's like 9 to 4. So, which isn't bad at all.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Now, just categorizing, usually day shift, like you said, is either lunch shift, which ends right before, you know,
right before
around 4:30.
Yeah, exactly.
And most breakfast places, that's a day shift, and breakfast places usually do breakfast, lunch.
Yeah.
And there are very few places that do breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, no, and that's just, yeah, there are very few.
That's stressful. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it on the show.
Now, lunch shift, for me, the thing I don't really care for is the pace.
Yeah.
The pace of lunch shift tends to be a lot faster.
It is faster.
And it seems like a lot more legwork for what you get out of it money-wise.
Absolutely.
And
lunch is, like I said, you're moving quicker. You tend to have more tables
mm-hmm.
because there's less steps of service. So you're, you know, at night you have to do like bread or wine. You can still do wine at lunch, but you're coursing out differently.
And if you get that liquor check at lunch, that's where
that's where it's at. But yeah, I mean, I'm on the beach, so we tend to get some good liquor checks during lunch, which is good.
Yeah,
you know,
you need that.
Yeah, so like 50% of my checks are the normal 2 iced teas or mm-hmm. two soft drinks, a sandwich, a salad, boom, in and out, 35-40 minutes max. Okay, and then The other half are people because we live in a destination location mm-hmm. where they're coming, they're drinking, they're enjoying the scenery, they're looking at the water. So it's a good flow. Like what happens usually is you'll have one table, one or two tables that'll sit for a good amount of time, like hour and a half, and you're up in your other table will turn three times while that one table's sitting.
True. My fascination, my preference for night shift really comes from what it gives me
yeah.
outside of the shift,
yeah.
which is I don't have to deal with traffic.
Yes.
I don't have to deal with, I get the stores to myself.
Yeah.
When you go to the, like, yo, Home Depot at 11:30.
Yeah, it's
bro.
Golden, right? Oh, man, it's the best. Yeah, you get to go to the gym at the unpeak hours, which is great. You know, there's all those little pluses in there.
Yes. And that to me is the fascination.
Yeah.
I get my day to myself.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, night shift, well, first of all, for those of you out there, let me know your preference, okay? Reach out to me at The Modern Waiter Podcast on Instagram, or you can email me at themodernwaiter@gmail.com. And if you do enjoy this episode, just share it with a friend.
Yeah.
Share it with a friend. There's a little arrow button and let them know you listen to the Modern Waiter podcast. And it was pretty cool. And, you know, the
you
night.
Played that early, too.
And, I mean, I love being available during the day.
Yeah.
The downside, like we said, the money. I prefer night shift is the maximum, usually,
yeah.
maximum money.
That's you're hoping for, yeah.
I mean, in general, we're talking the week.
And it's easy. Like you said, it's where if I'm working a day shift to make my night shift money, I ran. Okay.
Yeah.
I sweated. I felt like I might have picked up and had labor, like literally, you know, it's a lot, you know, where at a normal dinner shift, your pace is, you know, it's chill. You know, you're giving good service, but like you said, the checks go so much higher, so easy,
so much faster. Yeah,
yeah. You know, your food is almost double the price naturally.
And
so,
depending on where you go,
yeah,
you can get a portion of the night menu for half the cost almost.
Oh yeah, at lunch
it's a bargain.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
At lunch is the bargain, but then it's lunch. You still got to eat again.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, I go to places like the higher end places. Like, for the first time, I'll go for lunch. You know what I mean? And this way I can kind of try it out and see, like, if I like it.
It's a good point.
You know, and then, because then you're not caught in that really high price point. And if the food is, you didn't feel like I went out and spent an exuberant amount of money without, you know, I like to know that it's good before I go in.
True. I generally am not big on going out for lunch unless I'm relaxed and I'll be able to drink something.
I hear that.
That's my idea of lunch.
Yeah.
Going, I'll fix myself something to eat.
Most of the time, yes.
Like, lunch is not a thing that I don't have figured out. Dinner, I need to figure out.
True.
You know? And so, daytime, I like being able to work on my other businesses. I can make appointments.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And
exactly.
Like, oh, when are you available? Don't come looking for me at night. I am not around.
Yeah.
Okay? I will be there during the day.
Yep.
Come through. I got you. You could work on your errands, do repairs, things like that. I generally, that's what the day shift gives. And now the freaks come out at night.
They do.
Okay? It's
come out at
night. The freaks come out at night. The downside to night shift, and this is what it really is for me, is you kind of miss out on life a little bit, on regular life.
Yeah, because think about it, our best shifts are those weekend shifts when everybody's out.
Yeah.
So, like, and that's, like, my whole schedule is Thursday through Sunday, where, like you said, the freaks come out.
Yes.
Hey, it's the peak time to be out.
Yes.
So it's, you know, we do miss out on that, but it is what it is. You know, we signed up for it. We still enjoy our life. We have that freedom during the week, me and you, to where we can get all the errands done. We can make doctor's appointments. We can make this podcast for all these lovely people out there.
Yes.
You know, so it gives us that freedom to do what we need to do during the week while you guys are at work, doing what you need to do, just like we're doing what we need to do.
Yeah. But it can be a long night.
It's especially if you want to go and join those people that are out at night after work, it could turn into an extra long night.
Where they're all hammed up,
yeah,
and you're fresh.
Oh man,
fresh face.
Fresh-ish. It's
fresh-ish.
You're catching up. You're playing the catch-up game.
Yes, you're playing catch-up.
You're playing
the catch-up
game.
And they're sauced up.
Yeah.
That's where you catch that net and catch that beautiful butterfly. Easy pickings, baby. And for a long time, we've mentioned this before, we really miss out on happy hour.
Yes.
You know,
that's probably the biggest thing.
That's my biggest regret. That is. Missing out on happy hour.
But, you know, we try to make up for it when in the summertime every once in a while. We'll go do a happy hour or something like that, which is always fun.
It's very magical.
It's magical, right?
It's very magical. What are your thoughts on, what do you like about, now, are you 50-50?
50-50.
Okay.
So 2 day and 2 night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, you split down the middle.
Right down the middle.
Yeah, I revealed my preference, and then I'll go into it a little bit later on why I wanted to change. But what's your deal? What's your deal on the...
Why do I do the 50-50?
Yes.
Well, honestly, it's because of my kid. I do the 50-50 because I have her during the week. Her mom has her on the weekends, which is perfect. So I'm able to work my night shifts on Friday, Saturday, mm-hmm. Which are the peak, it's game time. It's also, sometimes it's also amateur hour, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's still game time regardless. So Thursday I work lunch while she's at school, and I'm able to go pick her up from school. Then we go about our night, our normal daily routine, which is great. And then on Sunday I work the lunch so I can have a little bit of me time after work before she comes home and we start our week. And this way I'm home and she's home at a reasonable hour.
Yeah.
And we actually, on Sunday, we actually get to go catch a happy hour or watch a football game or whatever we want to do.
It's not a true happy hour.
No, it's not. But
yeah. Or a traditional. I should traditional say it's not happy a traditional hour. Happy hour.
It is happy hour, but it's not traditional.
It is happy hour. It's not traditional.
It's, yeah. So, but I mean, we still get to live our life a little bit, which is good.
Now, bringing it to what it means to work at night shift. Mm. You generally are going to have a long day. Yes. Unless you're one of the lucky... Well, a lot of people get to sleep in. I don't say get to, choose to.
Yeah.
Because you can wake up anytime you want. But if you want to have a life, you're going to go to bed at a certain time.
Yeah.
I have a buddy that works overnights.
Mm. And they're sleeping all day.
He's upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You got to sleep all day when you're coming home. Yeah.
You know, he's probably not even waking up till like 5 o'clock.
I think he wakes up around 4.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. And then, although he's home, he has to situate his life a certain way where he's not being disturbed during mm-hmm. the day. I mean, come on, you're getting phone calls, you're getting deliveries.
You're getting people are mowing their lawn, people are doing the normal day-to-day stuff.
That is
true. There's construction, because you can't make noise at night. So
that is
all
true.
Those normal things that,
It's working against you.
It works against you. Like, because the app, we'll say the average person is...
The average person, most people.
Is the 9 to 5 hours where that's when construction goes on. That's when the loudest things are going on during the day.
Now, we make that... I don't want to call it a sacrifice, but we make that choice, and for lack of a better term, the sacrifice to be able to work at night to serve people in that way that have the regular 9 to 5 job. And it ends up being lucrative for us.
Absolutely.
So... I go through my day. I wake up really early so that I can get work done.
He don't sleep.
And then I get, on the contrary, I go, I get sleep. You got to have sleep. You cannot say, one thing you should never sacrifice is sleep. You get nothing out of life if
after
you don't
10
sleep.
O'clock, his phone goes, do not disturb, unless he's working a night shift.
That's true. So I live a tale of two, two lives,
he
really.
Does.
So half of the week, I'm early bird, early to bed, early to early rise. And then the other time, I'm the freak that goes out at night.
Yeah.
But fortunately, I work in a place where it's not too late of a night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not done at 12:30, 1 o'clock anymore.
Yeah.
Where I would be miserable.
Oh, that's so bad.
And in that switch, in that Thursday switch to my nightlife, I'm dragging ass. Holy.
On the initial?
Yeah, that first night, I'm just like struggling. I look at my phone, and I keep the do not disturb on Thursday to wake up early on Friday. I do kung fu and things like that. And I'm my head's down, and it's 10:30, yo.
Who hurt you?
it can be a lot. So you go through your whole day. Maybe you had an appointment. Maybe you didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then around 3:30, you better start getting ready for work if you're not having already.
You
have to gear up. Now, you're gearing up. Make sure your laundry has already been done. your apron is good to go. Do you iron your apron?
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, you know what? I have a few aprons. I have a bunch. So when I pull it out the dryer, I kind of lay it so it's kind of...
You fold it?
Yeah, I don't fold it. I just lay it so it's nice and... It stays...
Okay.
It's almost like one crease right down the middle. You know how when you get the brand new apron, it has that nice crease right down the middle?
Yeah.
So I just crease it right down the middle, and I lay it over like a chair, so it's almost like it's ironed itself.
Listen.
And it has a good pattern to it.
I think there are two types of people in the world.
People that ball up their apron?
No, people that iron and people that don't.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think if you're ironing your apron, good for you. Maybe it's a requirement. I can't see. I don't even want to iron regular stuff.
Okay, I don't either.
But some people iron stuff.
Some
man.
People, I see people that like they got the crease all the time, like fresh from the dry cleaner, or you know, if they're not fresh from the dry cleaner, they're just
pressed.
Okay,
pressed. Yeah, I'm not talking like iron. Pressed. Like that perma crease.
Yeah.
God bless you. And it says something about you.
It does.
It really gives off that legit aroma.
Absolutely.
Okay. Like when you see that person, you're bound to know what he's talking about. I personally don't do it because I don't have that level of time and preparation for it. Apron's gonna be clean though.
Oh yeah.
Relatively.
Well, it should be clean. I mean, that's why I have multiple aprons. I try to, because we work in a business where it can get dirty in a second.
We have the reversible.
Huh?
We have the reversible.
You have reversibles?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's got pockets on both
sides. On both sides?
Yes.
Wow. It saves you,
that's
bro.
Awesome.
Listen, that's so that's saves why you. It can be clean-ish.
Okay. Exactly. I'll go in. I too have a few aprons. I have about four.
Okay.
All reversible. And I'm not cleaning that thing every week. So what I'll do is I'll have my apron.
Wait, you don't put them in the washer on Monday, all of them?
No, because I don't use them all every day.
Gotcha.
I work three shifts a week. Okay? So that's 1.5 aprons.
True.
If I'm doing it right. And if I was lucky enough to not work hard or messy, I should say, I could use that same side.
True.
You know, it's all about maximizing what you have.
True.
And so, like the other day, I spilled a espresso martini all over myself. I had to run to my car and change aprons. But guess what? My pants were still wet.
Of course they were.
I ain't got an extra pair of pants in the trunk. No.
But at least the apron blocks that area that might look wet that you don't want to look wet.
True. And it's black pants anyway.
Yeah.
I love... I've had places where they make you wear like white
shirts,
pants.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
So impractical.
Oh yeah, it makes no sense.
So impractical. If you want me to wear white, don't expect me to do anything. Okay, don't expect me to do anything. You better have me some bussers and some food runners and some everything because
I am just the face at that point.
I'm just the face.
Yeah,
it's hard enough trying to even run drinks on a tray with a white shirt. Because then what you going to do with the tray?
What if you spill some wine? Just like you said, you spill wine, you spill the espresso. It's all over that, okay? And then you'll notice the people that, like, have you know, with the hands, like, they'll be
the
like...
cuffs?
Yeah, like, that'll turn, like, a brownish or, like,
the
it has,
collar
like,
the... Yeah. Underneath the armpit.
Yeah.
And then, honestly, white shirts only stay white for, like, a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Then the oils from your body...
It's over.
The stains, they start to melt into this dingy beige color.
Yeah.
Man,
no bueno.
You need a white shirt every month.
You do.
If you want it to be white. And no amount of bleach
will fix it.
First of all, I don't want bleach touching my skin. I have sensitive skin. Okay? I don't want bleach messing with me. It's just an wildly impractical. Unless you have that overall system,
mm-hmm.
white shirts are a bad idea. I'm not saying you have to go black everywhere.
No.
But
you got, it's in the restaurant, it's better to go, we'll just say a darker color.
A darker color. Those pit stains.
The pit stains. Just like I said, with wine, you need to be able to hide the little things.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Because you remember back in originally at the other place,
mm-hmm.
when I first started there, you had been there before me, but that we had we used to call it the jersey, the red shirts, the maroon.
Yes.
Okay. But that was a good color. It was a good color.
It was
dark enough to wear. You know, it fit.
It made distinct.
It was distinct. Like people knew, like when we would go out, people knew where we worked at.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's
It had a flow to it.
It did have a flow to it. It was the only non-black uniform that I actually liked.
Yeah. I liked it as well.
I actually liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, getting back to preparing for your night shift, your apron is situated,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then you get in your car. And that's about the only time you're going to hit some kind of traffic is going to work. Because coming home, half the time, baby.
Well, no, you're most of the time, even then, I mean, depending on, because you remember, most of the people are going home when you're going in.
That's true. You're swimming against.
You're swimming.
I want to say against the current, because that sounds like a lot of effort.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
You're going the other way.
You're going the other way.
You're going the other way for sure.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah, that's great.
It's imagine using, going to work early in the morning.
Mm.
And dealing with
the traffic?
All that traffic?
No.
For a restaurant job?
Forget that.
No, man. No thanks.
Well, thank God I think the both of us, we do have, our commute is pretty easy regardless.
Yes.
Like, I have multiple ways to get to work where I can, you know, even if there is traffic, we can dodge, hit a little side street and be.
Dip, dodge, dive, and duck.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we can really ninja to our job pretty
well. Yes. For me, there's only one way now.
Why?
But it's close.
No, there's two. You go two ways.
I'm not going the other way.
But you can. I'm just saying.
That's the way I come home.
Okay.
If I go the other way, it ends up being a little bit longer because I got to go through the two school zones and things like that.
I'm just saying that you have options still.
I have options, but number one option is always best going.
Yeah.
Because of what it is. If I want to take a scenic route and I'm super early, mm-hmm. but I still have to join in at some point. To
get back. Yeah.
The bridge is the only way. I got to take that bridge.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. I ain't getting it. I'm not getting there. So then you go in and now it begins. And you survive this weird turn from day to night where it's not that busy and you know things start to ease in, people start to come in, and then the night comes. Dinner service was really, to me, it's nighttime. Summertime is
like you said, in the wintertime, because it's beautiful here all year round.
Love it.
It's great because by, you know, you walk in, that lull is a lot less.
A lot less of that lull.
Yes. And then, you know, and then there's people who work like their doubles. You know, remember double lull? Like you come off, like you had a good lunch and then you're like.
Let's describe that for the people who are uninitiated. You go in, you set up, and that could be hectic because you're pulling out chairs a lot of times or turning chairs, making sure you're bitching at the night crew for not setting you up for success in the morning. Nobody cut lemons.
They didn't
do that. They didn't sweep. Your station's trash. There's always something. Something about just trying to get out at night that you say, screw the world,
right.
The world really, you know? And now you get lunch started going, and lunch is a pop in the mouth.
Yeah, you know.
You know, it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
There's no putting somebody on waiting for lunch.
No, you're
they're leaving.
You're in the mix.
If you say, I can't take you, they're leaving.
They're going somewhere else. Yeah.
So you're sitting all at once.
Yeah, it's four or five tables set immediately. Getting up.
Another wave comes.
Another wave.
Yes.
You know?
Then you get that lull you were talking
about. Exactly. Then you get that lull to when you're walking in the door. You know, like that 4 o'clock.
The lull is kind of before that.
It is. It just starts to slow down, you know, when and you go down to your closers and stuff like that. And if you're me, I'm using that closer because I like to have, you know, especially if I'm on a double, the flow right into it. I want to work continuously.
I don't want to stop.
I don't want to stop.
I'm like a shark.
Because if it stops,
you want to go home.
Yes.
You're starting to find ways to get. Yeah. I don't want to do this. The minute I start to slow down for more than 15 minutes.
And what happens is, like, so after lunch, maybe you get a quick little bite to eat. Then there's like that hour. Sometimes two, depending on your section. Depending on your section.
Where which you're is horrible.
Yo, and then you like, you're walking around. You're like, oh my God.
You're not in a vibe.
Yep. And then it happens.
Then you got to gear shift up again. All over again. And then these people, and now, mind you, you're not fresh.
You're not.
You are not fresh. You worked all day. Your jokes aren't funny. You people trying to like, oh, this is a great boy. Like, what do you want?
Exactly.
Come on, let's go.
Let's go. It's time to go, people.
So you start working this busy shift.
Yeah.
You're going through it, and then you better cut right. You better cut the doubles. Okay. You have that.
And you always have that, you know, that person that came in at dinner and they're trying to sneak out.
Yes. They're trying to bitch.
Yeah. The whole time.
No, son. I don't want to hear it.
We all got problems, Joe.
We all got problems. I don't care what kid you got at home. I don't care whose tire got flat.
Right.
I don't care what appointment you got later. I don't care what party you have to go to. If you're not cutting the doubles, me and you are fighting.
Exactly.
And you ever get that employee that they just shut up? They get what they want because they just don't want to deal with them?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh, he was bitching. Or she was crying. I could cry too.
Right? I took that off your plate to be nice to you. Okay?
Yes.
Well, how do you think I feel inside?
I wasn't even supposed to work today.
Exactly. I did you a favor. How are they leaving before me?
Oh, then you're all mad.
Oh, then you're pissed.
Then that table comes in 10 minutes before close. You want to take the head off?
Yeah. Like the scene in Waiting when that goes, oh, man. And the whole kitchen's like looking at the clock.
That is so real, though.
No, your whole kitchen is looking at that clock like,
man, you got it. Unless you're guarding that door.
Yeah, you got it.
It's bound to happen.
Yeah, it happens almost every time. I mean, you can guard, if you guard the door the right way, you're good.
You're good.
Remember something, we used to have the system for the door, yo.
Don't give away the secrets, bro. You still work there. Don't give away the secrets.
I don't really close that often anymore, so I'm okay.
Closing can be stressful depending on where you work. Now, I want to share with you why I want my preference to change. I don't really care to work nights any longer. It kind of goes against really what the life I really want to cultivate from here on out, you know. And my habits are now, like I said, go to bed early.
He wants to go to happy hour. Don't let him lie to you. Look at that face.
This face is built for happy hour. Love the happy hour. And you know, and then we're at some point we're gonna do a show on shift drinks.
Yeah.
But when I work at night, and this is my own doing, this is not a contract for night shifts. The shift drinks are serious.
Yeah, yeah.
They're essential. They're essential to decompressing. Okay. And now, in me wanting to change my lifestyle, in that is drinking less. No one makes me drink. I want to drink. Okay, I need to drink not to have to come home and sit with this whole night shift over me.
I mean, it's just I feel like it's you're winding your body down. It's, you know, because like you said, it takes a natural thing when you get off of work and you work a day shift, you have that whole, the rest of that day to wind down because usually you got to go pick up your kids or do this or run to the store to get stuff for dinner or whatever you need to do. So you're moving for a clean 5-6 more hours.
There's a natural entropy to letting that energy dissipate.
Go exactly. Yeah. To where if you're a night shift and God forbid you have to either work in the morning, you know, like how I do, like on Saturday going into Sunday. So if you, or even if, even not so, then you're up all night till like, let's say you get off at 10:30, right?
And that's early.
And that's early, okay? At the 10:30 mark, you're still not, you're not done unwinding legit until 1:30.
Yes, you need a few hours for that.
Because let's say you get home, even if you came straight home.
Okay, let's be realistic. Anybody getting home at 10:30?
No.
Okay.
So the average person is getting home at midnight. Or getting out at midnight.
Getting out at midnight, 11:30 is early. So let's take the average and say 11:30. You get home at 11:30.
You get out at 11:30.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You're not getting home. You get out at 11:30, okay?
True. You get out at 11:30.
And then you're probably starving. So
probably. You probably didn't eat at work. No. Because I'm telling you, my mom was so surprised to know that, you know, a lot of places don't feed you. You know, they're trying to make money and get out too.
Exactly.
They're not trying to feed the whole restaurant. I get it. I'm not. It's not a complaint. It is what it is.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's the system we chose. It is what it is.
It's like water everywhere, not a drop to drink.
Exactly.
There's food everywhere, but
you ain't eating
unless you're sneaking some fries or the burnt mashed potatoes at the end of the night, bro. That they're about to throw out anyway.
Give me that soup before.
You're not getting anything. Yeah. You really think they want to cook for people all day long and then cook for you? Oh, that's one thing about day shift, too. If you're working a double, or even if you're working a single, you better take your ass out of there.
Quick.
They're not trying to...
No.
They want to leave, too.
They want to leave, too.
So they want to clean up, do their prep, and leave. They're not trying to cook you food because you're hungry. Better go to the sub shop. I mean, come on now. I get it. It's perfectly fine. I'm okay with it. But... it's the reality. You're hungry. You want to get something to eat. You want to unwind. And it's going to take you at about 2.5-3 hours legit from the time you come home. So you're up till
And so that's why we almost do like you said, for me, I need to go unwind. So I'll go have that shift drink.
Yes.
Grab a bite to eat. You know what I mean? So this way, when I get home, it's just, you've already kind of, the same thing you were going to do at home where you're unwinding, you kind of do socially. You know, you get to talk to people.
True.
You
and we'll talk about that in the show. When I come home from a night shift and I'm tired, I want to go to bed.
But you can't.
But I can't.
You can't.
Even if I'm tired,
I could be wiped.
I could be wiped and I sit in the chair and I just sit there. I just sit there and sit there because there's so much physical energy in you from pounding, from moving, from navigating all this.
Your mind is racing. You're
your
all
mind
over
is racing. But it is what it is.
It is what it is. I've always been a creature of the night anyways, naturally. I make music and I, you know, so my creative juices usually work at night. So my most creative stuff comes from me and those in that twilight hours. You know what I mean? So, but it's fine. So I've been used to it for a long time.
As long as you understand what your day is going to be like,
exactly.
you can navigate your night. Mm-hmm. Now I want my day to be different. That's why
naps?
I want my...
You're not a nap taker, are you? I'm a nap taker.
Not traditionally. I do not do a nap.
I love a good nap. I could take a day, like obviously I wake up early. Mm-hmm. I have to wake up early. You know, do the whole kid thing, the whole dad thing. Take her to school, get some breakfast, all the above. Do my whole little checklist, knock some stuff. Yo, I can do all that. Come home at like, you know, get all my errands done. I don't mind coming home if I have to work at 3 o'clock. If I can get home by like 12:30, I'm taking a clean hour nap before I go to work at that 3 o'clock shift.
here's the thing about the nap. I have not perfected the nap. So that's my thing about the nap. It's not that the nap is bad. It's, you got to have a certain time of nap because it will treat me bad for hours after.
Yeah, because some
people, I am just not right.
It could take you out.
It could take you out.
It could take you out. I've learned how to do the good, I can hit deep sleep in that hour.
Okay.
And then wake up. And, you know, for 30 minutes, you know, that drive, I'm a little groggy. But by the time I walk into the restaurant, I feel like a whole new person. And I'm ready for my shift. And that energy comes, like you said earlier. That energy that person on that double doesn't have, I can come in fresh with, and I love it.
Well, good for you. Well, what I have learned to do is to meditate. Okay, and that could almost
be like
sleep
a nap
to me.
Yes,
I am able to, I've meditated for a long time and I've changed my methods of meditating to where I've learned to get into that zone of deep sleep-ish. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously it's not deep sleep.
I know exactly what you mean.
Deep rest. What I've learned is what your body requires is rest.
Yes.
It's not necessarily sleep.
It's just
you can sleep, but it wasn't restful.
Mm-hmm.
Any of you have been out there on a crappy mattress?
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Now, I've learned to be able to dissolve, get down into that deep center, and just sit there. And I could do that for anywhere from 5 minutes to an hour, and I still feel like I get that same
that's refreshing. That's in the end, I think that's what I'm getting across. Mm-hmm. Like, even if I, like, with the nap, sometimes I just need complete quiet. Like,
yes.
Which is great. Like, you get that complete quiet, and you probably won't fall asleep for, like, 10 minutes in that hour, but... You know, I start to do exactly what you said, and then my body goes, ah.
Yes.
And you're like, yes. And then you can pop out of it. And you're like, all right, now it's time to go. Now it's time to go do the night shift.
Fantastic, man. Thank you so much for listening. We do this for you each and every week. Visit our Patreon. Support us. We do this. We travel around. We have equipment. We're doing this on YouTube for you each and every week.
Right now.
Thank you so much for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villains. Subscribe, 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 people.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
Boom, boom, boom.
I need money. I won't lie. Live a life is straight. Man, I try. Got a 9 to 5 and still sell live. Hard to make money when you're stuck getting high. If I had a Glock 9, shit, I might try to hit a bank like them setting off guys. I got a criminal mind just to plot out shit. I got the heart of a bootlegger burning a disc. I got the eye of a forensic specialist. I see detail, retail for big sales. I need